Hey Queens, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of empowerment. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting down a pit of despair? Well, let me tell you, my sisters, that's totally normal. But guess what? We can learn to navigate those emotional waves with grace and power. And today, we're diving headfirst into the incredible world of emotional intelligence. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence is your superpower. It's the ability to understand, manage, and harness your own emotions while also recognizing and connecting with the emotions of others. It's like having a sixth sense for human connection, which, trust me, is invaluable in this crazy world. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Riley, that sounds complicated. But don't worry, it's not about being a mind reader or some emotional wizard. It's about building self-awareness, learning your triggers, and developing healthy coping mechanisms. It's about empathy, understanding where others are coming from even if you don't agree with them. And honestly, ladies, mastering this skill set can transform every aspect of your life, from your relationships to your career to your overall well-being. So, let's get into 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your emotional intelligence and unlock a whole new level of badassery. Firstly, embrace self-awareness. This is like looking in the mirror, but instead of judging your appearance, you're getting curious about your feelings. What makes you feel happy? Sad? Angry? Anxious? When do you experience those emotions most intensely? The more you tune into your emotional landscape, the better equipped you'll be to understand and manage it. Number 2. Learn to label your emotions. It sounds simple, but putting a name to what you're feeling can be incredibly powerful. Instead of just saying, "I feel bad," try being specific. Are you frustrated? Disappointed? Hurt? When you get specific, you gain clarity and can start to understand the root cause of your emotions. Thirdly, develop healthy coping mechanisms. We all have our go-to stress relievers. Maybe it's binge-watching Netflix, hitting the gym, or indulging in some retail therapy. But what if those temporary fixes are actually masking deeper emotional needs? Cultivate practices that truly nourish your soul: meditation, journaling, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones. These activities help you process emotions in a healthy and sustainable way, building resilience for the long haul. Now, on to number 4. Practice active listening. This is more than just hearing what someone says, it's about truly understanding their perspective. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and give them your undivided attention. Ask clarifying questions, reflect back what you hear, and show genuine empathy for their feelings. Remember, sometimes people just need to be heard, and that's a gift you can offer. And finally, number 5. Cultivate self-compassion. This is huge. Be kind to yourself, ladies. Everyone makes mistakes, feels overwhelmed, and experiences moments of weakness. Instead of beating yourself up, practice self-forgiveness and remind yourself that you're doing the best you can. We're all works in progress, and that's perfectly okay. Alright, let's take a real-world example. Imagine you're at work, and your boss criticizes your presentation. It stings, right? You might feel embarrassed, angry, or even defeated. But what if instead of getting caught up in those negative emotions, you practiced some emotional intelligence? You could take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, yeah, that feedback stung, but then remind yourself that this doesn't define you as a professional. Focus on learning from the critique and using it to improve for next time. That's emotional intelligence in action, turning a potentially negative situation into an opportunity for growth. Remember, Queens, cultivating emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, but with practice and self-compassion, you can become a master of your emotions and live a more fulfilling, empowered life. So, are you ready to unlock your inner superpower? I know you are. Share this episode with a friend who needs a little emotional boost. Leave us a review. Let's spread the love and continue building a community of strong, resilient women who support each other every step of the way. Until next time, keep shining, my beautiful queens.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.